Good evening. This is Kentland Quister. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you'll stick around for the next 2 hours. We've got some great modern mainstream jazz ahead of us tonight. Tonight, our featured artist will be the baritone sax great man, Jerry Mulligan. And the theme of the show for the Jerry Mulligan tonight will be Jerry Mulligan Meets the Jazz Giants. Down through the years, Jerry Mulligan recorded with a lot of great jazz artists and particular LPs. And he meets up tonight with tenor sax man Stan Getz, pianist Thelonious Monk, alto sax man Paul Desmond, tenor sax man Ben Webster, and alto sax man Johnny Hodges. So we're going to do a little potpourri of things with Mulligan and with various jazz giants. And we're going to start the show out with Stan Getz, along with Jerry Mulligan, doing Harold Arlen's composition, Let's Fall in Love. We've got a rhythm section here of Stan Levy on drums, Lou Levy on piano, Ray Brown on bass. Let's listen to Let's Fall in Love. Thank you. Harold Arlen's Let's Fall in Love. That was Jerry Mulligan there on baritone sax, teaming up with one of the jazz giants of the tenor sax, Stan Getz, backed up by Lou Levy on piano, Stan Levy on drums, Ray Brown on bass. Now we're going to turn to the Irving Berlin songbook, Do Blue Skies, and this is from an album by Zoot Sims on tenor sax with Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Roger Calloway on piano, and Irving Berlin's Blue Skies.
Thank you.
Irving Berlin's Blue Skies by Duke Sims there on sax, ably assisted by Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet and Roger Calloway on piano. Okay, now we're going to go back to our highlight artist of the week, baritone man Jerry Mulligan, and playing with various jazz giants. And the jazz giant on this particular track is pianist Thelonious Monk. And this is Thelonious's composition that became a standard among the bop artists down through the years, I Mean You. And along with Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax and Thelonious Monk on piano, we have Wilbur Ware on bass, Shadow Wilson on drums.
Thank you.
Tone sax, meeting another one of the jazz giants that he recorded with down through the years, pianist and composer Thelonious Monk. It's the Thelonious Monk's classic composition, I Mean You, with Wilbur Ware on bass, Shadow Wilson on drums. Now we're going to dip into the Duke Ellington songbook. This is something that Duke wrote and recorded as far back as around 1926, 1927, and this is an updated version cut in 1966 by a pianist, Earl Hines, a Black and Tan Fantasy, and in the Earl's group, most of them are Ellington sidemen, Ray Nance on cornet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Aaron Bell on bass, and Sonny Grill on drums. They're all from the Ellington band. The only outlier in this group is Pee Wee Russell, who is here on clarinet. This is Duke Ellington's composition, Black and Tan Fantasy. Thank you. Pianist Earl Hines leading a bunch of Ellington sidemen through a Duke Ellington composition that goes clear back to around 1926 or 1927, Black and Tan Fantasy. And that growl trumpet there by Cat Anderson, Lawrence Brown on trombone, P.B. Russell on clarinet were all heard on that particular track in the solo vein. Going back now to our highlight artist, Jerry Mulligan meets the jazz giants. This time we're going to team up Jerry Mulligan with alto sax man Paul Desmond. Most of you who listen to jazz at all know that he was known primarily for the about 20 years that he spent as the alto sax man in the Dave Brubeck Quartet. But he broke away for this particular album, and he cut this thing with Jerry Mulligan, and simply called the Mulligan Desmond Quartet, and included, besides Jerry on baritone and Paul on alto sax, we have Dave Bailey on drums and Joe Benjamin on bass. This is a little Mulligan composition called Fallout. The Listening to Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, an album he cut with alto sax man Paul Desmond, a little swinger written by Jerry Mulligan for the purposes of that particular album called Fallout. Now we're going to turn to tenor sax man Ike Quebec, from his Blue Note album, It Might As Well Be Spring. And this is a little thing written by Ike called A Light Reprieve. And he's supported here by Freddie Roach on organ, Milt Hinton on bass, and Al Harewood on drums. Let's listen to A Light Reprieve.
Thank you.
Ike Quebec from his Blue Note album, It Might As Well Be Spring. That was a little composition written by Ike, A Light Reprieve. It was Ike, of course, on tenor sax, Freddie Roach on organ, Bill Hinton on bass, Al Harewood on drums. We're going to return now to our highlight artist of the week, and that's baritone sax man Jerry Mulligan. And this time he cut an album with tenor sax man Bevan Webster. Of course, the album is appropriately titled Mulligan Meets Webster. And this is a nice little thing written by Mulligan called The Catwalk, and included in this group. Oh, it's really a nice group. We've got, besides Mulligan and Webster, we've got the droll and acerbic Jimmy Rolls on piano, Indianapolis' finest Leroy Vinegar on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. Let's listen to The Catwalk. Thank you. Ah, Nice Easy Swinger, written by Jerry Mulligan. The Catwalk, and of course that was Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, joined up by another jazz giant that we're playing tonight, where we have Mulligan play the jazz giants, and that was tenor sax man Ben Webster. Ably supported by Jimmy Rolls on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here for a better part of the last hour, and on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds. Please stick around for the second hour after the news at the top of the hour for about 5-6 minutes, and then we'll be right back. So let's close it out with just a snippet of a classic thing written by Oliver Nelson from his album Stolen Moments, or The Blues and the Abstract Truth. The composition is written by Oliver Nelson, Stolen Moments. Thank you.